Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
This is the Sweet or Salted podcast.
It is indeed.
That's a question we'll get into at the end, though. First, we need to introduce ourselves.
Okay.
I'm Lucas.
I'm Ella.
I'm George.
And George is someone who, well, we're a movie podcast. We're talking about a range of topics to do with the movie industry. And this leads on perfectly to my next point. George, you're not really a fan of movies that much. And you don't like the cinema, do you?
Well, I like movies, but I don't like the cinema.
Do you have trouble watching movies all the way through?
If I can't pause it and go and get like popcorn or something. Then,
yeah, but that's not the point of a movie.
Yeah, I know, but that's so, just me.
So here's the big question, right? Streaming or cinema?
Streaming.
Okay.
That was pretty quick.
That was really quick. That sounds like you've made your mind up on that.
I don't know.
Ella, what about you?
Oh, you know what? I can't decide.
You can't decide?
I love both.
I really think that cinema is the best.
Imagine if you could stream as soon as it came out on cinema. Like, imagine.
I'd still go to the cinema.
Are you serious?
Yeah, 100%.
It's an experience.
Because it is an experience, 100%. Because, think about it. This is just a classic example of what's better in the cinema, right? You get there, you get your snacks, you go and you watch the trailers. The trailers are great. I'm sorry, people always knock the trailers, but I love the trailers.
Actually, yeah.
I do
enjoy the trailers.
If you're watching a horror movie in the cinema...
Those are better at the cinema.
It's so much better because it's like a... Like Ella said, it's a proper experience.
That or comedy. True.
It's just the effort of going into town and then spending lots of money on the snacks.
It is
well,
very expensive.
I usually just buy them like... Poundland or something.
That's what I was going to ask. Yeah. Is are you a person? Are you? I don't know who
I
you
never
are,
buy
but
snacks
do you like
at the cinema?
Bring snacks in?
I always bring snacks in.
I knew a girl who brought a katsu curry into a cinema.
Wow.
Like a proper microwave.
See, that is the reason.
Wow.
Why I don't go to the cinema. Imagine having to smell that the whole way through your film.
It did smell pretty bad. It was actually disgusting. Tell us why you prefer streaming.
I was just getting into this. So the effort, yeah, obviously, the price of the snacks. And then you're stuck in a dark room with about like 50 people. Like, it can be like hundreds if at a big cinema.
But that's awesome.
You can get up
awesome.
To like 200 people. But like, is it?
Okay, no, not in like concept. Being in a dark room with 200 people is an awesome concept. But
what cinemas have you been to that have 200 people?
There was one in Dubai that was quite large.
Oh, damn. I think I've heard about that. Okay, so Ella.
Podcast.
Yeah.
You've got to make a decision.
I have to make a decision.
Yeah, no, I'm forcing you right now. This is good content if you make a decision.
Mm. Cinema.
Okay.
Now,
okay. Here, give me your reasoning first.
It's an experience, and I like the fact
being
that
being thrown into a pit of alligators is also an experience.
True.
Just saying.
Very different leagues, though. Very different leagues.
The fact that you have to like wait till it comes out into the cinema, and then there's always that like rush of, hang on, I have to see it before it leaves the cinema. I don't know what it's, but yeah,
that's
I like
a really
that
good
bit.
Point, actually, yeah, I agree with that. I think going to the cinema, especially when, say if you've got a huge director like Quentin Tarantino. Do you know Quentin Tarantino?
No.
He made a Pulp Fiction and Kill Bill. And
I know those movies, but I don't know the director.
He's one of the best in the industry at the moment, but he's got this hype around him. Whenever he releases a new film, it creates like a huge impact in the industry.
Okay.
And it's kind of like, it's like, you feel like you're in part of an exclusive club when you're going to the cinema on opening night.
To buy new clothes or something.
Exactly.
I would have loved to be like opening night when like the first Star Wars came out.
Oh my God.
Oh my,
I'm not
yeah,
a massive
imagine.
Fan of Star Wars. I'm just going to put it out there.
Yeah, but like...
But that
didn't
experience
know how massive
of how...
It was going to be, did they?
Yeah, and how people were like queuing up. That would have been amazing.
Yeah. There was just so much hype behind it. Like I went to opening night of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Tarantino's new film.
Oh my god.
In the Odeon. And it was really, really busy. Like, the whole thing was full. And then you come out and you feel like you're part of some exclusive club because you've seen this film. You're one of the first in the world to see the film. Or in the country, because it came out in America before. Yeah. But that is one of the main reasons I love cinema. Because of that feeling. It sounds kind of selfish.
Yeah, I understand that.
But it's like you've seen something nobody else has, and you kind of... And then along with the experience Ella was mentioning.
Yeah.
And along with a hot dog.
Really?
Hot dog.
I've never gone near that.
I prefer hot dogs to popcorn at the cinema.
Really?
Oh. I mean, I love popcorn, but hot dogs, I don't know, something about them.
I really want a hot dog now.
They got some allure.
I haven't had breakfast.
So,
right.
George, tell me, if you can remember, what was the last film you saw at the cinema?
And Jesus.
We'll all go in.
Last film I saw, that's going to take a while to remember that.
You went to
the cinema
back?
Like 2 years ago.
Jesus.
I got nothing. My memory is really
bad. You got to think about it. Even if it's some answer like The Smurfs 2, then that's okay.
I did see that at the cinema. Oh my god. I actually did when that came out. What was it? The last thing I saw at the cinema.
I tell you what, we'll come back to you.
Yeah, I'm going to have to think about that.
Mine was actually The Lion King.
Okay, what did you think about it?
I loved it.
You loved it?
Yeah, I am a big... Disney was a big part of my life. I have three other sisters. Beyonce's a big part of my life. I don't like to admit that, but it is.
Are they younger sisters? So you're getting...
No, older and younger.
Okay, so you're kind of still getting Disney on repeat to this day.
Yeah.
I see. Well, that's cool.
So it was The Lion King.
Some people kind of... I throw in the views. Some people felt that it didn't capture the same magic as the last one.
Oh, no, because it's more realistic.
Yeah.
So when you see an animal being killed, then it is an animal being killed or attacked.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Whereas the other one was a cartoon.
I've remembered. It was not... 2 years ago, it was, I think it was actually in summer, so I've just over-exaggerated that quite a lot. It was, forgotten the name of it, but it was the one about the Beatles.
Yesterday.
And the guy, Yesterday. Yesterday.
That was a good one.
That was a
very
good film.
Oh, I heard that wasn't very good.
It was so good. Oh my god.
I heard it was like kind of...
It was amazing.
Was it? I need to go and see.
I don't care what the review said.
I heard it was average.
Nah, it was...
Well, above average.
Are you a big Beatles fan then?
No, I just like the film.
You just, okay.
Oh, I mean, now I like the Beatles more.
Oh, yeah. I see. So it got you started on it.
Okay. Well, not really, because...
See, that's another thing I really like about films, just in general. I feel like cinema causes this more than streaming.
Mm.
Is that it can really influence what you, like, listen to and what you think is cool. Like, if you look at the impact certain movies have had, like, in film studies, I've been looking at Bonnie and Clyde. I don't know if you know that film. But it was this super violent film in a time where not many films were violent. And it just started this wave. Like, everyone was influenced by it. Everyone was influenced by the fashion.
They start just killing each other.
No, not really. Not that part. But yeah, it's like, it's amazing the impact movies can have on, like, the society in general.
Mm. Yeah.
Like,
mind you, Yesterday was about something that had a massive impact. So
yeah, so it kind of just...
It's kind of just reigniting it, I guess.
That's a good point, yeah. Same with Bohemian Rhapsody and stuff.
I literally cannot... I still haven't seen that. I really...
Oh my god, my dad loves that film. He makes me watch it all the time.
I
cannot
seen it.
think about
if you like
a film Yesterday without... Okay, never mind. Say your thing.
If you like Queen, then...
I love Queen. But there's been loads of opportunities that I could, like, watch it on a plane or something, or like when I've been on a long journey, but I've never just, like, committed to it, you know?
No, I get that.
Do you remember that? What was it? I think it was a Green Day concert in Hyde Park. It was like a Barclaycard event or something in 2016. And so I went to that, and at the start, right before they went on, they played Bohemian Rhapsody. So just out of the loudspeakers. And 60,000 people were singing along to it in Hyde Park.
That's crazy.
And they got, like, they put it on YouTube. It got like 12 million views within, like, I don't know, 3 weeks.
They did that at the festival that I went to this summer.
It was so good.
And literally everyone just was on their feet singing and dancing.
And I've been waiting just, so long.
Okay.
Okay.
So.
Oh yeah, what's your film?
Okay, oh yeah, I forgot about that. Mine was Joker just last week.
Oh my God.
I still need to see that.
It was amazing. It really was. And like, the problem with the media nowadays, that this is quite controversial what I'm about to say, but there's a lot of snowflakes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I get
like,
that.
Yep.
Movies are a medium where you're supposed to express things that shock people, that like that change the industry in terms of what is shown and what is said. And then when you've got people and critics that are saying, this is bad, this shouldn't happen, it's disgusting, all it does is discourage uniqueness and originality between other directors because they're scared that their film is going to get slated by people who can't take realism and can't take new things that are being shown.
Mm.
I think Joker is brilliant, and it's definitely a film that isn't a horror, that isn't a comedy, but it's something you need to witness in the cinema because just seeing it up big makes it so much more like powerful.
I'm probably still just going to stream it.
Oh, George. That's disappointing. It's not even that long of a film, so you could survive.
Yeah.
If you got some decent, if you got some Poundland snacks, snuck them in under your jumper, and
you know they don't care when you sneak in snacks.
No, they don't. I just bring them in a plastic bag.
You can like just walk in.
Sometimes I walk
like,
in, but then sipping on a McDonald's like milkshake.
I thought that's not part of it, obviously, but like sneaking in snacks under your jumper, that's like that's important.
Mm.
Like you kind of you feel like a spy walking through them, like, oh, here's my ticket.
It builds up like the excitement and that's, like,
yeah, there you go.
Also, the reason why drinking underage is more fun. Oh. The secret ingredient is crime.
What the fuck? Okay, so we've gone through a lot,
and we have 5 minutes left.
We have five minutes left, and one thing I really quickly wanted to talk about is Ella's choice of topic.
My choice of topic.
Yeah, go ahead. We've got a bunch.
What was it?
I'm not sure. Go ahead.
Oh, I mean, I wrote down Cult Corner.
Okay.
And basically it was what film should I watch? Mm-hmm. Or yeah.
Cult Corner. Let's talk about it as a lesser known film that you love.
Like obscure things.
Kind of maybe not obscure. Maybe just a film that you like, and maybe that's like a unpopular opinion.
Okay, I definitely got one.
George, do you have one of those?
I don't think I do.
You don't think you do?
No, I'm kind of not a film person, as you said.
Think about it in some way. What's even if it's like a Nickelodeon film you watched when you were 2 years old? Is there any film, or just maybe a favorite movie?
My brain is completely blank.
Okay,
what's we'll yours?
To you. It took me that long.
Okay, my favorite movie is The Shining.
Oh, okay.
And this isn't like a cult corner thing, but not many people our age have seen this movie.
I cannot believe that.
No, not The Shining, Okay. Another movie.
Oh God, okay, I was gonna say.
Yeah, no, of course, The Shining.
I'm like a meltdown.
The Shining is absolutely amazing.
I haven't seen The Shining.
What? No.
Yeah, okay. I haven't seen it.
2001 A Space Odyssey is one of my favorite movies ever, and like if you compare it to, it's 3 hours long and not much really happens. Yeah. It's so slow. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
You have?
Like, yeah.
You've watched it all the way through?
Yeah.
I'm impressed. But then if you ask like your friend group or even like a group of people who really love movies, it's a Kubrick film and he's celebrated so much. But not many people have seen it because it is just so long. Like, George, you said you had a short attention span. You would give up within 30 minutes. Because there's shots that are still and last for 10 minutes.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And they just, they just sit
might
there.
Might as well just put a picture on the screen.
No.
No, there's, like, stuff happening.
Things
but
happen.
It's not, like...
Cutting. It's not... The camera isn't moving too much. Okay. It's basically just... You sit back and you just take it all in. Mm. And by the end of it, you're so immersed in this universe because you have just been watching these slightly mundane things happening. Except from about midway in the film when some crazy stuff happens, the ending is so much more surprising, and that is why I really love it.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it's a cult film, but I'd say it's a film that not many people our age are gonna watch.
Yeah, no, I get that.
Okay.
I mean, I watch most of my films from Netflix, so There's not many good ones on there.
All right, before we wrap up, let's quickly, let's finish this segment.
I don't expect you to have seen it. Okay. It's a film that I watched when I was a lot younger. It's called The Princess Bride. It's so bad.
I've heard of that.
It's just not.
Actually, I think I may have seen that.
Oh my God, it's it is so bad.
I've never seen it.
Just really dodgy people with odd moustaches and like...
I think I have seen.
Yeah, but
it's around 9.
Honestly, it's one of my favourite films because it stuck with me throughout my entire life.
Oh yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
When a film has that impact on you. George, can you think of any favourite film or just any film that you really like before we wrap up? The B movie it is.
Nice.
Yep.
So the final question, sweet or salted?
Oh God.
Salted.
Oh.
Salted, yeah.
Can I not just go with both?
You can go with both.
That is
that's
definitely my favorite.
Okay. Well, that's it.
All right.
Perfect.
That was sweet or salted. Thank you for
podcast.
Listening.
A movie podcast.
A movie podcast.
Yes.
A movie podcast.
Of course.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.